Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Well, Tom, once again, you were in an hotel.
I'm in an hotel, this time just outside Manchester, or sort of just the Cheadle.
Oh, you know how to live, don't you?
Oh, I know. It's right on the flight path, actually, which is quite unnerving. So that's fun.
Indeed.
And indeed. And I've woken up too late to have breakfast.
Oh, that is a pity.
There's nowhere near here. So it's sort of, it's a bit in the middle of nowhere.
You're in a no man's land. Could you not get Anne Deliveroo?
I could get Anne Deliveroo, whoever she is. But I don't know if it's... you see?
Very good. Very nice.
But Suze, how are you doing?
Oh, well, listen, I'm good. I'm good. Just sort of plodding along, getting the last bit of the tour done.
Oh, great.
Doing some paperback bits.
Lovely.
Juggling. Having a lovely time in my garden. Lovely. When I say juggling, I mean juggling lots of things.
Wouldn't surprise me if you were doing a bit of juggling. Listen, you do like that, don't you?
I do like that. It has been pointed out to me by a couple of people. I said in last week's episode that I had got Canadian poppies. I think they're Californian poppies.
Every time I've looked at them, I've gone, oh, there's Canadian poppies.
And it's because someone told me that. It was a neighbour who I'm going to have to now have a fight with.
Oh, I like the idea of a Canadian poppy.
Anyway, I think they're Californian. Someone else told me they were Welsh. Oh, God.
Oh, Welsh poppy? Why not?
Anyway.
Poppies are lovely. Poppies. They like them in the Emerald City, don't they?
Poppies? Yes, they do. Sorry, it took me a moment to...
A bit of a jump, don't worry.
Little bit of a jump. A little bit of a handbrake.
Turn there.
Turn.
We are... I'm just going to make sure I'm recording remotely.
Oh, please do.
Please tell me about your something.
Please tell me about your something. Okay, so I think you really need to get a dog because I am getting so much joy from my girl Tiggy, like you wouldn't believe. Tom's walked away from the laptop, so I'm sort of busking or filling, as one might say. But, oh, he's back.
What did I miss?
I think you should get a dog because I'm having such a good time with Tiggy.
Oh, now what's she been getting you into this week?
Well, listen, we've had some really nice walks. She met a whippet in the park yesterday.
Oh.
When two of those fast dogs meet each other, they get so excited.
Oh, I bet.
They sort of jump over each other.
Wow.
And then lay on the floor and then do the thing where they put their chest down but their ass up.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Lovely, yeah.
And she's just a great girl. Oh. That's what it is, Tom. She's just a great girl. She just was giving me a cuddle before you arrived.
Oh, that's so nice. She must love you so much.
Well, I think it's difficult with dogs, isn't it? Because is it love or is it some sort of Stockholm syndrome?
Yes, or that you're just feeding them. But no, I think she...
And, you know, would she, if push came to shove, eat me?
Well, you have to be mindful of that, I suppose. But... I don't think she would.
I don't think so either.
I think she'd be very reluctant about it. She'd be more like Greyfriars Bobby. Oh, yes.
That's a sad story.
That's a sad story, Greyfriars Bobby. It's my little Edinburgh accent for you.
Oh, sort of via Norway?
Sure, if you want.
Or maybe like our friends on the other side of the Atlantic.
Oh, it could be more American, yeah, true.
But Tom, tell me, how have you been?
Well, good, thanks. We had, well, I'd bought a pot for the bay tree to go in.
Oh.
I've got two bay trees, little ones.
Okay.
Bought a pot because the one it had been in had cracked and smashed. So I bought one and I stupidly should have bought the second one at the same time, but I didn't. So then we had to go back to the garden centre yesterday to get it.
Very nice.
We had a nice day. We snuck a few hours away. We went to Chartwell in Weston.
Is that some sort of stately home?
It's a National Trust property that used to belong to Winston Churchill.
Oh, yes, I do know this. What have they got there? Talk to me about it. Talk me through.
They've got, so you go in, they've got the classic tea room and shop.
Oh.
You go down a path.
What sort of thing? Sorry, just quickly.
Big shop.
What sort of, oh, great. What sort of thing? Could you get some sort of patterned teacup and saucer?
They would do teacups and saucers. Mainly what they seem to do is things like picnic blankets, jugs, throws, some a big selection of books. For example, a book about tea, a book about scones. They do some scented soaps. They do some sort of active wear, sort of bucket hats, that sort of thing.
Oh, it's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what he would have wanted.
Well, then, whilst I was travelling yesterday, I watched Their Darkest Hour. Gosh, it's a stressful film.
What, that's the Second World War, isn't it?
About Churchill, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think, I've said it before, but I think being the Prime Minister is a very stressful job that I would not succeed at.
I think it is so stressful, Suze.
I mean, having Cobra meetings.
Oh, I don't like that.
The buck stopping with you.
Yes.
Oh, God, I absolutely love the buck stopping with someone else.
And the whole kind of energy is, you're rubbish, you haven't done it. There's rarely been a time when people go, oh, this Prime Minister's doing really well.
Oh, no one ever does that. Because, you know, everyone loves to argue too much.
Indeed. And the best you can hope for is that you leave with not that many people hating you.
Yeah, that there's not been a no confidence vote.
Imagine that. You work flat out and then people are like, we've got no confidence in you. Oh, it's harsh, isn't it?
I've had gigs like that.
I've had gigs like that.
I'm sorry, just to let you know, we've got no confidence in this.
They were only like, we only had to do those for like 10 or 15 minutes.
I thought you were going to say years then.
Over a period of 12 or 13 years. Yeah.
But yeah, it's tough.
I wouldn't like it. And you're up so early.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's that whole Margaret Thatcher thing. She only slept 3 hours a day, but then I'm not sure, you know, how good that did her. I think alongside it being a very tough job, I think, imagine having that sort of ego.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have ego.
Because sometimes I think, God, how important do I bloody think I am that I'm going to go on stage tonight? How embarrassing that you think it's okay for you to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just stand-up. So imagine going, do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in charge of all of this.
I mean, it must be, I mean, it would be difficult to go in with imposter syndrome, wouldn't it?
Do you mind? Would you? I'm so sorry to ask.
I'm too much. I should never have done. I don't know why I'm doing this. No, I know. I'm terrible, aren't I? Sorry.
They must do that, mustn't they? Keir Starmer must at the moment be going, I had such a great job as a human rights lawyer.
Why didn't I just stick to it? Yeah.
I was made a sir.
Yeah.
I could have just stuck at that.
People would have looked up to me.
Yeah. I could have gone into the House of Lords at some point, probably.
Yeah. Nice cushy number. Yeah. But instead, yeah.
Oh, no, thank you.
What a life.
Oh,
what a life.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it just all seems very exhausting, doesn't it? I think I just get a bit fed up with it.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate to do it.
I'd be like, all the time, I just want to be a bargain-loving Brit in the sun.
You'd want to be what?
Bargain-loving Brit in the sun. Have you ever watched that?
A bargain-loving Brit in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that is who you are.
That's what I'd love.
Oh, really nice. I am, you know, we have, I think I might have mentioned this, but stop me if I have. I was at an event and a like-minded friend came up to me, and this like-minded friend was the private secretary to an MP.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, I said, what's that like? And I think he said busy. And I thought, I bet.
Oh, I bet it's busy, yeah. Oh.
But he was very charming.
Oh, was he? Nice,
and it was at one of those gigs that are quite stressful.
Okay.
And we had a little, oh, hi. And it made me feel all like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, how lovely.
You know when it gives you a little pep in your step?
Yeah, for sure I do.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, that's nice. He's a nice person.
Very nice.
Good.
I think a private secretary, that must be busy.
Oh, yeah. And then there are the principal private secretaries in the departments, if you're a minister.
Are they the ones that do solos?
They do, yeah. They do a flute solo. Yeah.
They're part of the principal cast.
A private undersecretary. That's it. Sorry, I should say private principal, private undersecretary, something like that. I might have forgotten.
Are you okay?
Principal private undersecretary, I think they're called. The one who's...
That sounds like an articulation exercise.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. There's the one who basically, like, you have a minister who comes in who's elected, an elected person.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously somebody who runs it.
But they're in the cabinet.
I think most ministers are in the cabinet.
So you open the cabinet up.
Open the cabinet, they're there.
They're there. Oh, look, it's Lisa Nandy.
Lisa Nandy's in this cabinet. I think it's a glass-fronted cabinet. I always imagine that's how I imagine it.
Because then you can't hear them scream.
Yes, at cabinet. They say at cabinet, don't they? And then, but then there's somebody obviously who runs it day to day all the time. Because a secretary could come, an elected secretary could come and go within a year or two. There's somebody there all the time, basically running the department, but you never really hear about them.
Oh, yeah. Regardless of who's in.
Yeah. And you have to, they have to do whatever the minister says.
But there'll be civil servants.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, listen, thank you for listening to this episode of Like-Minded Politics.
Like-Minded Politics, we could expand it. Like-Minded Entertainment, Like-Minded Politics.
Oh, like Gary Lineker.
Like Gary Lineker, yeah.
Like Gary Lineker does.
Like that Gary Lineker.
I think that you would be far better in a private secretary role for a member of the royal family.
Oh, I would like that.
Not sure how I feel about the royals, but I do think you would be very good at...
Love that.
...sort of saying, the Duchess is on her way.
Yes, like they do in The Crown. It's quite a coveted role, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think being the Queen's one, that fellow with the tash.
Oh, back in the day, he was mean, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was mean, but he was always about protecting the Queen.
Yes, they're very protective, yeah.
The Crown...
Crown, yes.
You must protect the crown above all else.
Yes, of course. But, well, I would quite like, probably would suit me. A little bit like in the film King Ralph. Have you ever seen that film?
No.
It's about an American man who ends up becoming king, and he's being all American about it, and the establishment doesn't really like it. It's a great film. One of those sort of TV films used to get shown on a Saturday. But the private secretary is Peter O'Toole.
Yes.
And then there's a twist at the end. But anyway, I like that. I like the idea of a secretary. But I think people do have private secretaries now. They call them PAs, don't they? Or EPAs, executive PAs.
Yes.
It's just the same. It's like a butler, really, I think.
Do you think?
Well, sort of.
Sure.
If a butler, you know, when butlers used to do a lot.
That is the sort of thing that would have really suited you, especially being a gay man, because then you wouldn't have been expected to marry.
Well, I think valets often were.
Is that just someone that parks the car, though?
Yeah, he parks the car and hoovers the glove box, yeah.
Is that right? Is that a euphemism?
No. A valet was the man who dressed him.
Sorry, you know that in America, a valet is someone that parks your car for you?
Yeah, they say valet.
But it's spelt valet, isn't it?
It's spelt valet. I think we say, because the sort of antithesis with what's the word? Antipathy? No, the... Antagonism with the French. I think we say valet to be non-French.
Rather than valet.
But whereas in America, they had a lot of French influence. Herbs. Valet, filet mignon.
Yeah.
All of that sort of thing. Valet, filet.
Okay.
Herbs. Sort of French thing.
Oregano.
I think that then creeps it. They also have a lot of Italian influence. Hence their zucchini. Eggplant.
Yes.
Oregano.
Yes.
Whereas we have the courgette from the French.
Oh, Tom. Thank you for listening to...
The rest is like-minded.
The rest is languages.
Like-minded etymology, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I do feel like we've done a bit of that before.
Yeah, I like so it. I'm sorry if I'm late. I don't know all this stuff, I should say. I hope I don't seem like I'm lecturing.
Darling, I don't think anyone thinks that we know anything.
No, that's true. But I don't want you to think I'm sat here going, well, this is...
Like some old professor.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like that.
Oh, yeah. That would have suited you.
Another job I could have done.
So tell me what a valet would have dressed someone.
He would be the dresser, yeah. Like he would dress the man of the house for the day.
Like a lord would have that.
Yeah.
Anyone that had loads of dough.
Yeah, it was sort of an extra set. I mean, I think the butler would do it in smaller households.
Sure.
In sort of larger households.
That
would be responsible for all of his clothes. It's a bit like a stylist now, I suppose. It's funny, isn't it? We do still have the roles, but we just call them differently.
We still have the roles and some people are still dressed.
Yeah, some people are still dressed. But yeah, they polish their shoes and I think... In the sort of late Victorian, early early or during the Edwardian time, a lot of starch was involved.
Of course.
So they'd have a lot of like starch shirts and starch collars to...
Yes, of course.
...look after and to put on.
Yes, very much so. Putting a nice, maybe a nice crease in a trouser, that sort of thing.
Yes, making sure they looked smart.
Mm, I'd like that.
Yeah, I'd like that, actually. I'd like that.
Maybe that's something we can consider in the future.
That's what I thought looking around Chartwell yesterday. What I sort of admire about, well, rich people, great, is, or sort of certain elements of the world have, by which I mean rich people, have that rhythm of the day, which I always think is quite pleasing. Do you know what I mean? Of just like, they get up, they have breakfast, then they do their admin, then they have a small lunch, then something happens in the afternoon, and then they might stop for a cup of tea, and then they might, and they have dinner sort of 7:38, a small meal, and then they sit in the drawing room. That kind of routine.
That no, I think that's just wealth. What you would love to be is a very wealth. Rich person.
Mm. With loads of rhythm to their life, but not being, Joey, not being like, no, we need you over here. Can we just do this? I need you to, I've got to jump on a call with you with this. Like that kind of living.
I think this is very reflective of how you feel about your life at the moment.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Because I think, you know, if you chose it to, your life probably could have, you could have a month or so where you had that rhythm, where Alfie pretended to be your butler.
He does do that very well, actually, yes.
And dressed you and polished your shoes, and then you sat for dinner, did the crossword. Talking of crosswords, you know what we need to talk about?
What's whose?
Well.
Oh, Wordle.
We need to pay out a thank you to the New York Times quiz department. Because we didn't know they were fans.
But they were, and they are.
Clang.
Yeah.
We were inundated, Tom. Do you know that? Inundated with
People telling us.
Letting us know. Have you seen? Have you heard the word?
Have you heard the word? And we had heard and seen the word.
Indeed. Should I share a couple of them with you?
I would love that.
Hi, Susie and Tom, long-time listener down here in Melbourne. Today, I had a sign to get in touch and I couldn't ignore it. Today's Wordle was clang. So I wanted to say how much I love having both of you keep me company on my drives. I'm a primary school teacher and having you two chatter away with me and make me laugh really lifts my mood on the way to and from school. Oh. I've also had the pleasure seeing you at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and listen to both of your books. Also must say congratulations on Common Decency, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
So fun, sweet and real. It was wonderful to be immersed in the little world with those characters. I listened to the whole audiobook in one day while I baked and potted around the house last weekend. I couldn't imagine the story being narrated by anybody else. So in your voice, Tom, please write more fiction. Thank you to both of you and look forward to consuming more of your heart-lifting content soon. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Anastasia.
Anastasia, thank you. Thank you.
I think of Anastasia, the Russian princess.
Oh, that's where she is now. She's in Melbourne.
Yeah, good to know. She would have had a dresser, wouldn't she?
She would have had it, well, to a point, and then she wouldn't. Yeah.
Hi, Tom and Susie. Love the podcast. And you both. I often listen while cycling to work. And laugh out loud like a crazy lady. Initially, I did think, what is this podcast about? But I love it now and I recommend it to others. It's always a good question. Mm. We have started doing the Wordle as a family. Oh. Anything to get our teenage boys communicating with us. Oh. And this was the Wordle this weekend, see below. I'm not the best at it, as you can see, but I needed to share this with you. Tom, we loved you in Titanic.
Oh.
And Celine Dion had a soft spot for my husband.
Oh.
Propositioning him with a threesome.
Oh, yes. I think that does happen sometimes from the stage, yeah.
Sure. We were fortunate enough to be at the front. Susie, I'm yet to meet you, but in time. Bye, 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 bye for now. Teresa. Hello, Tom and Susie. Oh, hello to Z and Som.
Oh, that's lovely.
Love that.
That little. Do you want to say to Teresa, by the way, do be careful on your bike. I'm worried about you.
Oh, yes. Well done, Tom. Very good. Do be careful on your bike.
No, I just worry.
You do worry. We worry.
It's very nice. I worry about all the listeners, you see. I'm worrying already. I've sounded a bit condescending when I talked about valets.
Oh, you did terribly so. I look forward to getting that text message later. Did you think I sounded like I was...
Oh, my God.
Is it okay?
Toing and froing.
Hello, Toosie and Som. Just passing by to say hi.
Hi.
Oh. Thought of you both in the pod today with the word a word was clang.
My goodness.
Note, my initial starting word was Susie. I had to smile to myself and thought, of any other like-minded friends having a giggle at it too? All the buys. Does this need an apostrophe? Does it matter? Should I send it anyway? Am I overthinking now? Yes, you are. And that's from Carolyn.
Welcome home, Carolyn. oh, that's lovely, isn't it? One thing I will say, though, is I then posted it on stories and then had a few messages saying, how dare you post it? Not everybody does their Wordle in the morning. I was looking forward to doing the Wordle. You've spoiled it for me. That sort of thing.
Oh, do you know what?
I just thought,
get a fucking life.
Yeah, that's when I should have responded.
See, is that too harsh?
No, I should have responded that.
I just think, no, I don't get me wrong. If you put up the next 6 weeks worth, sure. But yeah, I mean, it is a honest mistake. People are safe. You've ruined my day. What is wrong with people?
I mean, maybe I'm over exaggerating, but
do you think that maybe you sort of envisioned that somewhat?
Maybe. I live in a terrifying world. Yeah,
don't we all?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
There's another one here. Hello, lovely people from Christchurch, NZ.
Oh,
however, I grew up in Lewisham.
Oh, Lewisham.
And shared the excitement of a trip to the Waldo Road tip.
Oh, Waldo Road Waste Disposal Unit. Yeah. Yeah, it's my local. That's the local one. Well, it's actually been closed for a refurb. Sorry.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, the dump's being refurbed. Yeah.
Do you know what? A trip to the dump.
No, oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, my God. You feel so good afterwards.
You do. Yeah, you do.
Oh, also, when I've got gardening waste and I think, let's get it all out.
Yeah, great. Take it down there. They'll look after it. Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel good. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. You can take electrical stuff. You can take everything.
Yeah, you can. Fridges, irons, everything.
Yeah, self-esteem. They take it all.
Take it all.
That was from Georgina, who also said, thank you for the fabulous podcast and companionship.
Oh, Georgina, thank you.
Thank you, Georgina. Right. I'm sorry to say I've got to go.
You've got to go, Susan. No, it's fine. I mean, I'm sorry I was kind of late starting, so my bad.
Don't worry. Please, listen.
I was plugging in the hotel room and trying to get on the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Of course. These things make it trickier.
But you go. But Susie, have a wonderful week.
Thank you
for this. And thank you, Wordle and the New York Times. Apparently they have a good crossword as well. So much.
Yeah, I'm thinking of downloading the app. I'll let you know how I get on with that.
Let me know how you get on with it. We're not sponsored.
I'll leave you with that this week and then people know. I have two more tour shows.
Oh, yes.
I've got Lyme Regis on Friday.
What a lovely time of year to be in Lyme Regis.
Beautiful. And then pool on Saturday.
Oh.
And then Tuesday next week, there's a very few tickets left, but there's still a few for the filming of my show, which is at the Wilton's Music Hall, which is a great place to be.
It's going to be fabulous. What a great place to be doing it.
I'm very excited. Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
And you'll have a great time down in the southwest. That'll be lovely.
Yes. Yeah, I like it a lot down there.
And Paul, I love as well.
Indeed, yeah. Right, Tom.
Okay, get out of here.
Get out of here. People can still buy Common Decency.
People
are loving it. People are loving it.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very kind.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Well,
you go and try and source some breakfast.
Okay, hon. Thank you. And I will speak to you guys later. All right.
All right.
Okay. See you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye